What I said 3 months ago.
我们讲到在初代教会的成立的情况。
We talk about the early church forming.
这事情是发生在耶稣复活以后40天，然后在知情义的三个方面来兼顾门徒以后，在五旬节那天发生的事情。
Those things happened after Jesus resurrected, 40 days after he ascending to heaven.
我们称那天为圣灵降临节。
We call that day Pentecost.
当圣灵降临在他们身上，他们就充满了能力，在那天初代的教会建立了。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them, they full of power.
我们看到一个美丽的世外桃源在我们的面前。
And we saw a paradise out of this world.
我们谈到建立那样的世外桃源的三个步骤。
We talk about three steps to establish such a paradise.
也是要有教训，有悔改，有救恩。
There's teaching, repentance, and salvation.
然后第二个是有教导，有团契，有敬拜。
The second is teaching, fellowship, and worship.
教训是讲你做错了，教导是教你要做对的事。Rebuke
and teaching.
对，所以教训也教训了，教导也教好了，终于教会了，所以就有教会了。
Okay, so after rebuke and teaching, finally is church established.
所以教会是一群被神教会的孩子。
The church is the place who were taught by God.
当然我们在这边我们有生活，我们有见证。
And we also have life and testimony.
其实我想大家也跟我一样，都希望能够建立我们的教会像一个世外桃源一样，像初代教会一样的。
We know all of you are like me, want our church to be the paradise out of this world.
对，愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们一起在继续聆听神的话语前，我们一段祷告好吗？
Before we listen to God's word, let's pray together.
主啊，天父，我们再次感谢赞美你的恩典，赐下你自己宝贵的话语在我们的生命当中。
Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. You giving us your word.
我们再次恭敬地来到你面前，求主你赐福以下的时间。
And we come before you, and may you bless the following time.
让讲的和听的都蒙您自己的造就。
May we all be established the one who speak and listening.
我们这样感恩祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
And we give you thanks and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天要继续来看看在教会的挑战。其实初代的教会也不是都一帆风顺。就像我们在今天我们经文里面我们所看到的。
We're going to talk about the challenge we're facing as a church. Even the early church is not everything went very smoothly.
所以说当我读了这个经文的时候呢，这个我因为我以前在台湾是异教徒。
Before I was a non-Christian when I first read those chapters.
对，以我过去不是基督徒的这样的一个背景我每次读圣经的时候我常常会有一些对传统的基督徒来讲是也许是很奇怪的想法。
As an atheist background, when I first read the Bible, I have strange thoughts.
对，像我，你知道我读完今天的经文，我第一个想法是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what my first thoughts when after read today's chapters？
我唱给你听。
Let me sing to you.
好话不常开，好景不常在。好，这样就好。
The wonderful flower do not bloom all the time. The good scenery does not last.
好花不常开，好景不常在。好像基督徒好像也是没什么了不起嘛。
It's nothing really precious being a Christian.
我甚至想说这个人怕出名猪怕肥这种想法太招摇了。
I was thinking people get into trouble when they become too famous and the pig get in trouble by getting too fat.
所以就惹上麻烦了。
So trouble follows.
但是这是一般人世界一般人的想法世俗的想法。
This is the secular thoughts.
但是成为基督徒以后有圣灵在我们的心中对于困难我们应该会有不同的看法。
After we become a Christian, when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we should see things differently.
因为主耶稣他自己也是多经患难所以他能体贴我们各样的难处和软弱。
Because Christ himself had gone through long suffering, so he understands us.
我们再仔细看一下到底发生的什么事情。
Let's look closely what happened.
这个故事一开始就是在五旬节教会成立以后，神借着使徒的手行了许多的神迹奇事。
This story beginning with after the Pentecost, and the apostles performed lots of miracles.
特别是医病赶鬼，especially
healing the sick and cast out demons.
请注意，这些神迹奇事事实上是主的作为。
Those things are performed by God.
对，他只是透过使徒来实现而已。
Through the apostles.
到了今天，虽然不是每一个生病的基督徒神都医治。
Today, may not every Christian who are sick get healed.
但是我们还是看见，神仍然按照他自己的主权来施行医治。
We can still see that God, through His sovereignty, He still heals.
特别我昨天晚上蒙Alice姐妹的接待，在她家过夜，我们也讲起了旧弟兄他最后那段时间的事情。
Last night we were hosted by Sister Alice, and she told us about the Brother Joe's story.
虽然从人的眼光来看，好像神没有医治他。
From ordinary eyes, God did not heal him.
但是Alice姐妹却跟我分享了，神是怎么样在最后那段时间透过人家介绍到德国去那边，得到一个很特别的医治的方法，让她生命能够多延长了10个月的时间，让她能够看到她的孙儿的诞生，跟她儿子的成亲，她能心满意足，荣耀归给神。
But Sister Alice shared with us till his last life of Joe that he was able to went to Germany, get some medicine. His life was extended 10 more months. So he saw his son get married and his grandchild was being born.
所以说我们，他们把荣耀归给神，我们也要把荣耀归给神。
So they gave God's glorified. We also praise him.
因为这是我们基督徒最大的盼望。
This is our biggest hope.
Alice 姐妹她昨天晚上还分享说，对，真的能够见到主，事实上是人生中最大的一个美好的事情，最美好的事情。Sister
Alice shared that meeting God, knowing God is the biggest blessing in her life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 好，所以在座的朋友们，如果你还不是基督徒，我也盼望你也能够得到这么样一个美好的礼物。
Among you are not Christians, may you also receive this greatest gift.
我们再讲回来，神行神迹奇事的目的是什么？
Now come back, what's the purpose of miracle God performed?
当然除了解除人的痛苦以外，也是要为了来印证使徒们他们所传的道是真实的，是从神而来的。
Not only relieve human sufferings, but also to prove that the apostles, the word they preach is true and from God.
所以我们就看到在第十四节圣经里面就讲说，信而归主的人越发天真，连男带女很多。
So in verse 14, you can see the people who receive Christ become a believer, the numbers increased.
然后十三节也讲，这百姓们都尊重他们，所以说使徒们就远近驰名了。
And verse 13 said the people respected the apostles, so they became famous.
所以说还有很多人从这个耶路撒冷，四围的城邑，都把这个病人跟被污鬼缠绕人都带来给使徒，而且都得到了医治，多么美好啊！
Then people brought the sick, tried to get healed from Jerusalem and surrounding area.
但是当我们看到这个教会大好的时候，为人做了许多好事的时候，也为主做了美好见证的时候，但是攻击却来到了。
When we see the church was did good and help lots of people, now the attack came.
而且是从大祭司开始。It's
from the high priest.
对，他们应该是神的仆人，知书达理，怎么就做这个事情呢？
So they ought to be God's servant, and they should know him. How could they do such thing?
答案就记载在第17节里面，因为他们怎么样，满心记恨。
And the answer lie upon verse 17, they were full of hatred.
其实在两三个月以前，他们也是因为同样的原因， 满心记恨，而把主耶稣钉死了。Just
2 to 3 months ago, the same hatred they had, they nailed Christ on the cross.
所以说这些大祭司，这些宗教领袖呢，他们想说擒贼先擒王，所以说他们就先拿住使徒，而且把他们下在监里面，要来打散教会。So
the high priest think in order to capture the thief, then you have to capture their leaders. So they captured the apostles.
结果呢？ 结果呢，哈，我们就看到了哈，很戏剧性的哈，也很喜剧性的哈，主的使者啊来救他们，来脱离的啊这个监牢。
Now then we see the dramatically or also a little bit comic the God's angels sent them free.
而且呢，主在叫他们回到他们被抓的地方啊，做被抓时候所做的事情，干什么？传道。
Okay, God sent them to the place they were captured and did the things God told them to preach the gospel.
哎呀，我的使徒说，哎呦，主啊，我刚被关了一夜，还被打了哈，能不能让我回家休息一下哈？啊，没有，哎，继续就到店里面去传道。
If I were the apostles, that I was captured in the prison for a night and got flogged, should let me rest and send me out.
我们就联想到哈，神有没有救你
？Did God save you?
那神救你的原因跟理由是什么
？What's the purpose and reason God save you？
当然，我们知道是为了他的爱。
We know it's for His love。
但是我们怎么样来回应神啊给我们啊的拯救呢
？How do we respond to His salvation？
其实你和我都一样，我们在过去，我们都是在罪的牢笼里面而跑不出来的囚犯。
And you and I are the same. We were prisoners of sin.
但是呢，耶稣基督帮我们把我们罪的那个囚门打开了，释放了我们。
He opened the door of the prison and set us free.
所以我们啊，能够有新的生命，我们能够得到拯救。
So we have a new life. We were saved.
我们这样的新生命，我们知道我们怎么样去过我们每一天的日子，你知道吗？
Now we have new life. We know how to live a different life.
还是朋友，你还是一样我行我素的住在你那罪的牢笼里面呢？而且你看不见呢。
And are you still live as a prisoner in the sin?
因为过去的我也是这样的。
The old self is the same.
直到我成为基督徒，神的圣灵开了我的眼睛，不然我是不知道自己是死在罪恶过犯当中，我是在生命在罪的牢笼里的那样一个人，我不知道。
Until Jesus saved me, the Holy Spirit opened my eye. I did not know I was a prisoner of sin.
我再说一次，愿我们在座的每一位，我们都能够看见神要来救离我们，脱离罪的牢房。神也要让我们的生命，能够成为他美好的见证。
Again, I wanted to ask you to see that, God set us free from the prison.
然后之后的经文，我们也看到这个当然他们在这个店里面嘛，所以大祭司很快就找到他们了。
So look at the chapter, we know that the high priest easily find them. They were in the temple preaching.
对，因为那是他的地盘嘛。
That was his territory.
但是所谓的不入虎穴焉得虎子哈。
In order to capture the cup of the tiger, you have entered into the cave.
这个最危险的地方却是神差派他们去的地方。
This most dangerous place is the place God sent them.
那所以请问大家，神差派你去哪里传福音呢？
Let me ask you, where did God send you?
不只是礼拜天在教会里面，不只是在我们的查经时间而已。
Not only in church, not only just Bible study.
神差你去哪里传福音
？Where God send you?
我们大家可以想一想。
Let's think.
但简单来讲，就人在哪里，那里就是我们要去传福音的地方。
Make it put it simple. Wherever people.
超级市场 Metro Station、
Supermarket and Metro Station
马路上、
The roadside、
坐飞机的时候坐在你旁边的人、
The people sit next to you on the plane
You never know 你真的当你张开你眼睛、看到旁边的人他即将要死亡在罪恶过犯当中他即将要走向永恒的灭亡永恒的黑暗的时候你想 我想 你会有这样怜悯的心我以前也是这样跟他讲一下吧
When you encounter people that is heading to their eternal destruction, do you have that kind of compassion for them?
好，再来，我们看到了那个大祭司就把他抓起来，而且又抓到公会前面来审问。
Now the high priest captured them to get judged again in front of the Sanhedrin.
好，在这样一个困难的情况哈，这个使徒们呢，他们很坚定的站在他们的信心的位置上面哈，然后来为复活的基督来做见证。
The apostles stand firm for their faith. They testify for the resurrected Christ.
然后也跟他们传道，要讲这个悔改的心，跟这个救恩的这个恩惠的这个道。
And they also preach the gospel of repentance and the salvation of God.
啊，这同样的讯息啊，这个在不久以前啊，才有3000个人啊，这个接受了啊，在五旬节那一天。
The same message saved 3,000 on the day of Pentecost.
但现在呢，同样的讯息哈，却惹怒了啊这些宗教领袖。
And today the same message made the high priest irritated.
对啊，这使徒他们把他们自己又放在这个危险当中。
The apostle put them in danger.
对啊，从人的角度，你哪壶不开，提哪壶，对不对？你要回家。回家休息，你要被释放，当然要讲他们这个要让自己脱罪的事情，但是他们没有这样子。
The apostles brought upon the things that make the priest very angry.
好像是哪壶不开提哪壶啊。
The pot was not boiled, you pick it up.
但是那是神叫他们做的事情。
But this is the thing God sent them.
哎呀，如果是你的话，你会怎么样
？If it's you, what would you do?
哎，主啊，真的要这样说吗
？Do I have to say that?
但是他们说了
，But they did。
他们29节，他们还很勇敢的说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
They not only did that, in verse 29, they said, "Obey God, not people."
啊，当然啊，但所谓这个德不孤必有邻啊。
They were saying that a person with good moral character is not never isolated.
接着我们就看到第34节里面，哦，有一个法利赛人名叫加马略的哈，他是众百姓所敬重的教法师哈，他站出来哈为使徒说话了。
There's a Pharisee who stood up and speak for them.
哦，这是个有智慧的人哈，所以我们这边我们看得很清楚，他看到整个全局，而且他也表达他的意见。
This is the person who have a right of justice. He expressed his opinions.
但我们大家可能都知道哈，他有一个学生啊是很有名的，是谁知道吗？保罗啊，保罗就是他的学生。
We know he has a very famous pupil. It's Paul.
当然，但我们不知道后来这加马略哈，他有没有成为一个基督徒哈？因为他会继续的看到啊这个神的手哈，借着他的百姓，借着基督徒哈所行的那些事情啊。但我们不知道他加马略有没有成为基督徒。
We do not know Gamaliel whether or not he became a Christian after he saw God's action.
但从他身上哈，我们看到哈一些事情发生的时候，我们要有眼睛，我们要去观察，要去想一想。然后怎么样再做适当的回应。
From his example, we should see, when we see things, we should absorb and thinking before we make judgment.
好，就像一个都不是信徒，都不是基督徒的人，好，他都可以说这些公道话，何况是你和我，我们作为神的孩子呢？
A non-believer can even say things with fairness. How about us who are Christian?
我们，当我们看到有人来攻击我们教会的时候，我们更应该要来为我们的信仰为我们属灵的家来做辩护。
When we see people come attack us, we should stand firm and speak for our church.
好，我们做我们应该做的部分，神也会就会 take care of the rest, 就会实行他的主权。
We do what ought to do and let God do the rest.
好，当然接下去我们就看到一个很美好的结果。
In the end, we see a very wonderful result.
啊，这公会的人啊，都听了加马略的话啊，就把使徒叫来啊，把他们打了，但是又吩咐他们说，你们不能奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。
So the people who flogged them and told them do not preach the gospel and send them free.
啊，他们虽然被打了，但是经文第41节讲说，他们哈，因为他们自己算是配为这个名啊，为耶稣的名来受侮辱，哇，他们觉得他们很配，他们很开心哈。
Even though the apostles was flogged, but they were rejoiced because they are worthy of sacrificing for God.
而且虽然这公会人家说你不能再奉耶稣的名讲道，结果我们看到了他们还是在殿里，在家里不住的教训人，传基督传耶稣是基督。
The high priest ordered them not to preach gospel, but they still did it.
啊，他们讲传耶稣是基督是什么意思呢？在当时就是说，哎呀，耶稣就是我们所等候的弥赛亚，就是我们的救主，已经来了。
They preached that Jesus is the Christ we were waiting for.
好，我想在这个时间，这使徒们他们心里面他们所想到的哈，一定是耶稣基督当年所教导他们的话语。
I believe at that time they remembered Jesus taught them.
啊，马太福音 的第五章啊，这边这样讲。好，那我们一起来读一下这段经文，请。
Matthew 5, let's read together.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。他们自己读一下哈。好，那总而言之，那到底要怎么样来战胜教会的第一个挑战呢？我称之为外患呢。
So how do we face the challenge from external sources?
好，我们经文中看到，第一个是要靠主的智慧。
First, rely on God's wisdom.
啊，你也可以讲知。好，这个知情意的第一个知是知。
The Chinese word 知 is knowledge.
什么是智慧
？And wisdom.
智慧是你能够巧妙的来应用知识的这样一个能力。
What is wisdom? Wisdom is to apply the knowledge wisely to its right purpose.
有知识不一定有智慧。
If you have knowledge, you may not have wisdom.
但是没有知识的话，就很难有智慧。
If you have no knowledge, you will not be having wisdom.
在这个地方，好，我们没有看见使徒，他想办法让自己脱身，反而是勇敢的来传福音，为主做见证，他反守为攻。
We see at here, the apostles, they did not try to get themselves free, but they preached the gospel.
所以说当彼得和众门徒他们面对挑战的时候，他们勇敢地回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
When Peter and the apostles, when they facing the challenge, they said, obey God, not people.
但是顺从什么你知道吗？
Whom to obey?
是要顺从神叫他们见证的复活的耶稣。
To obey that God told them to the resurrection of Christ.
所以31节里面他们就讲了神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
And verse 31, that God exalted him as his right hand.
然后他我们为这个事情来做见证，而且顺从神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这复活的耶稣的这件事情来做见证。
And the Holy Spirit God sent to them to testify for Christ.
这是他们当时要顺服的。
That was the thing they need to be obedient of.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们做基督徒，我们要顺从什么？
So brothers and sisters, as Christians, what should we be obedient?
要知道要顺从什么，我们必须要知道。
And the things you need to obey, then you should know what it is.
你要知道。
In Chinese words, 知道 is know the truth.
是的，马太福音的第十三章二十节里面，耶稣基督他撒种的比喻讲了说，有些人呢听了道，他当下很欢喜的领受，但只是他心里没有根。不过只是暂时了即使他为道来受了患难受了逼迫他就跌倒了。
In Matthew 13 was talking about the seeds falling to the rocky ground. They received joyfully, but they have not taken root. Then you soon they are just quickly fall away.
为什么跌倒？
Why they fall away?
因为他们不是真的知道而守不住道。
Because they are not truly know the truth.
所以说弟兄姐妹们，我们要来捍卫我们的教会，要捍卫我们的信仰，我们首先我们还是要能够知道我们所信的道，我们要知道。
So in order to defend our church, defend our truth, we have to know the truth.
那是神的知识，神的智慧。
That's God's truth and God's wisdom.
而且神也将神的话语，神的知识那成为我们的智慧。
God used his truthAnd his wisdom become our wisdom.
但很可惜，这世界上很多的人他们就知道邪门左道，旁门歪道。
But the people in this world know lots of other things.
但是你和我，我们知不知道
？But do we truly know the truth?
这是我们真的是从我们一生我们的求主要来帮助我们。我们要先知道，我们才能守道。
So our lifetime, we ask God to help us to know the truth.
那接下来好，我们也看到第二点啊，他们怎么样来战胜教会的外患呢？他们是靠神的一个大爱。
The second element they rely on is God's love.
好，在这边31节啊，他这个当彼得跟众门徒讲完说啊、哦，很冲的讲说我顺从神不顺从人是应当的时候，他接下去他讲了什么话啊？讲说神将耶稣高举，让他复活，而且成为以色列人的救主，是君王。
The verse 31, Peter reminded us, Christ was exalted at God's right hand, and we ought to obey God, not people.
他等于就是他把福音啊，对这些要审判他的人，要迫害他的这些啊宗教领袖们啊，来传福音啊。
And he preached the gospel for those, in front of those people who were persecuting him.
啊，希望他们也都能够悔改得救。
Hope they can get saved.
啊，你记得在《使徒行传》后面的时候，当保罗在这个君王面前做见证的时候，那个君王回答说：“哦，你讲两句话，你也要叫我信主了吗？”
Remember the latter part of the act. Paul speaks to the king, and the king asked, "You want me to become a believer just because you said a few words?"
圣经当然没有记，但我想，当然保罗当心想，当然哦。所以这个地方，哎，他也是啊，凭着主的大爱，还是把福音明明知道他不听，还是要讲。
Peter, through God's love, even though the people are deaf in the ears, he still preached the gospel.
所以这彼得这个保罗后来讲啊，不论得时不得时，都要怎样，都要传道啊，传福音啊。
So Paul said later, whether fit or not, preach the gospel.
真的看到这个，就看到真的他们真的是用主的大爱来克服他们的外患。
So they use God's great love to conquer.The challenges.
我做传道人做了17年了，但老实跟大家讲，有的时候我看到一些人，好像跟他传，这个一直不听，那个有的时候我们会很气馁，或者甚至生气的啊，算了，管他去死的。
For as a pastor for 17 years, you preach to people, but people refuse. Someday you feel like giving up on them.
但是再来这边看，我就觉得很羞愧哈。
I feel ashamed.
耶稣也告诉我们
，Christ told us，
说你们听见有话说，要爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
And Christ said, people say to love your neighbors, hate your enemy, but I challenge you to love your enemy and pray for them.
你认为你为仇敌祷告怎么祷告
？Would you think of praying for your enemy？
主啊，请你把他赶开了，叫他不要来烦我了。
You probably pray that take them away, Lord, so they don't bother me anymore.
这样是为谁祷告？为自己祷告啊，不是为他祷告啊。
This is praying on a selfish prayer.
对，为他祷告的话，要像使徒他们讲的啊，把悔改的心跟得救的恩赐给他们。
If you really want to pray them, pray for their heart to receive the repentance and salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，当人逼迫我们的时候，我们还是要用主的大爱。来为他们祷告。
So when people persecute us, we should pray in Christ's love.
这样我们才可以做天父的儿子。
Then we can be the children for him.
好，愿主帮助。
May Lord help us.
再来第三，好，他们怎么样来战胜教会的外患呢？
The third steps, how do they take on the challenge of external
sources? 我们看到他靠的是主的力量。
They rely on God's strength.
好，当然这里我们看到了，在天使啊来开了监门啊，把他们领出来。
When the angels open the door, lead them out.
哦，这是神完全神的能力啊，不是我们的。
This is God's ability, not us.
啊，但是后来啊，神又跟他讲啊，你们去站在殿里，继续的把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。
But the God ordered them later to preach the gospel in the temple.
哎。然后这个使徒啊，这个时候他们没有逃掉了哈，他们没有像约拿一样啊，有对不起，我身上被蚊子叮得很痛了，我回家擦擦药再来吧啊，他我很困了，回家打个盹再来吧。没有，他们啊就去了，他们遵守神的命令了。这个的力量啊，好像是来自他自己，但是也是神赋予他力量。
So they didn't run away after they were set free. They went to preach the gospel. They did not rely on their own strengths, but God's strengths.
啊，他们继续站在殿里啊来讲耶稣啊，就是被他们杀害的耶稣啊，他已经复活了。
They continue to preach the gospel, the resurrected Christ.
你要记得，在不久之前，啊，耶稣才跟他们讲说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着什么能力，啊，能够在世界各地能够为他来做见证。
Not long ago, Christ told them, when the Holy Spirit came upon you, you will gain power and preach the gospel till the end of the earth.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你和我，我们也是要做同样的事情。
So brothers and sisters, we ought to do the same thing.
但是我们有没有这样的力量呢？我们有没有主的这样的力量，然后化成在我们意志上面的这决定要来做这样的事情？
Do we have the same strength and power that in our will to do the same thing?
如果有，我们感谢主。
If you have, thank God.
那常常我们有的时候有，有的时候没有，没有的时候怎么办？
But often we do not have, so what we do?
好啊，每个人的办法可能不太一样，所以说我们在大家一起在一起分享的时候也是要分享，我们不但分享神给我们的恩，这个给我们 的祝福，我们也要分享，啊，神在我们软弱的时候他怎么样让我们重新站立起来。
So sometimes maybe you have or some not, so we ought to share, not only share the blessing God gave us, also we have to share how when in our weakness he enabled us.
这是为什么我们要有教会，啊，要教会的生活，要小组的生活，啊，的这个的很重要一个原因。
That's why we have church and have fellowship.
就像昨天晚上我再讲一次，啊，这个去 Alice 她家，啊，她接待我们过了一夜，但是从她跟她短短的，啊，这个一个多小时的谈话当中，我们已经受到激励。
Just like last night, we stayed at Sister Alice's house. We talk about 1 hour. We get encouraged.
啊，所以说愿意我们在座的每一位都能够成为别人的祝福。
Then may all of us become a blessing to others.
啊，当我们成为别人祝福的时候，神就要更多的把他的力量啊，跟我们在一起，与我们同在，赐给我们。
When we become a blessing to us, God will empower us.
啊，所以说当然啊，我们也看到这个他们因为顺服啊主的命令，他们勇敢的继续来传召啊，他们就震撼了当中这个有正义感又认识神的这个老师加玛略。
Because they being obedient to God's word, so their words shaken his teacher, Gamaliel.
好，所以说就出来替他们说公道话了啊。
So he spoke up for them.
好，所以说再一次讲，我们面对外患的时候哈，我们要有信心啊，要相信神与我们同在，人不能败坏我们。
So have this faith when we facing attack from the outside. God is with us. We should not be shaken.
好了，讲完了。
So I finished.
请问各位，那我们怎么样战胜教会的外患呢？
So how do we face the external challenge?
靠一句话，一句话。
One sentence.
你要怎么样总结一句话是什么？啊，靠主得胜啊！对，没有错，靠主的智慧啊，知啊，靠主的大爱是情，然后我们靠主的力量啊，是我们的意志。
Rely on God for victory. Rely on His wisdom, His love, and strength.
古往今来啊，我们也看到教会受了多少的患难。
And look back in history, church suffered a lot.
啊，方燕姐妹今天领的那首诗歌啊，教会的根基啊，我觉得非常的好。
Sister Fang Yan led this song, the foundation of the church. I think it's very good.
来提醒我们前面的圣徒啊，在我们面前，他们所受的患难，但是也成为我们的榜样。
They remind us that Christians before us suffered. They became.
大家看到这个教会哈，是在是有130年历史哈，在台湾澎湖的一个乡下叫竹篙湾啊的一个西语教会。
This is church with 135 histories in 澎湖。
啊，这是那个啊，在田野里面哈，这是一个长老，他把他的家在那个祖产的田地捐出来，好给教会，所以旁边都是田。
So this is a church built in the field. Elder from the church donated his land.
那个澎湖湾大家都听过嘛，哈，在哪里你知道吗？是介于台湾啊跟这个厦门的中间这里。
澎湖湾 the island between Taiwan and 厦门。
然后这是澎湖的马公岛啊，然后这个整个连起来的西边的西屿啊，这是比较偏远的澎湖的一个岛。
It's the far west of island of 澎湖。
啊，当然后来这个 以前没有桥的时候，这个都要坐船过来，这个马公齁，这是他们的那个最大的镇上这样齁，然后后来盖一条跨海大桥，就可以用公路连接起来到西屿这个地方。
Before there were bridge connection, people had to take boat from them, Ma Gong to this far west island.
几年前我有机会带一个音乐短宣队回台湾，然后我们就特别去澎湖那边然后去这个澎湖的监狱里面向这个受刑人来传福音做音乐的布道。
Couple years ago, I led a music ministry visit the prison.
然后在澎湖那个地方，你可以看到这个闽南的建筑还有这种海边的那种孤老石的盖的很老的房子
You can see some Asian buildings there.
然后闽南的那些民间信仰在这个地方非常非常的昌盛特别是在那个西屿教会所在那个竹篙湾那个小村庄里面就有这个很有名的这个庙
There were multiple religions in that area, especially in the small
village. 叫什么温府王爷就温家的那个爷爷死了然后他们的这个子孙们呢就把他奉成王爷就盖个庙就开始做生意了。
So a great-great-grandfather of family of Wen.
然后当然那是他们信仰中，对，对不起，我讲这话可能他们听了会很不高兴对，但是
might offend people when I say this.
因为那是他们信仰的一个中心嘛。
That's their center.
对，然后这是西屿教会。
This is 西屿 church.
西屿教会，然后我们在那边这是西屿教会里面的情况。我也跟大家讲过，西屿教会楼上有一个灵修会馆欢迎大家去那边住那个地方真是非常棒。
So the, on the top of the church, there is a retreat area. People welcome to stay there.
对，一个晚上只要台币200块这个六块钱美金，然后那个非常好这个早上起来就太阳从东边的海上起来，然后这个到了那个黄昏的时候，你会看到太阳就从另外一边的那个海下去，对吧？是海景的这个套房
Only costs you $6 to stay per night for the ocean view.
对，而且住在神的家中，真的太棒了。
And live in the church of God.
在他们教会的牌子上面就有做这样一个简介，来介绍他们教会。
This is a short introduction of the history of the church.
130年前有这个外国宣教士叫 William Campbell 他们来到这个马公岛他们要去传福音结果他们去白沙，结果那当天晚上风很大那个怎么这船那个风把他们船吹得没有办法回到那个马公岛，就反往西吹，就吹到西屿那边去了。就他们就在西屿上岸。
Okay, 130 years ago, missionary William Campbell, they were set out for a different place, but that night there was a storm in the ocean.
长话短说，反正他们上了岸，就到了那个温府王爷那个庙前，哇，那边有200多个人，结果他们就在庙前面开始传福音了。
So they were forced to stop by this place, and that night there were people gathering in front of the temple, so they started preaching.
131年前。
131 years ago.
就没有想到这个老外的宣教士，然后配合这个神学生然后再讲一讲，居然有两家人信主了。
So when he was preaching the gospel, when two family got saved that night.
哇，所以说真是福音的大能真的是神圣灵的感动。
This is the power of gospel.
是一个许家跟一个杨家。
The family of Xu and Yang became Christian.
就这两家这信主了以后呢，他们就受到这个村民们的排斥。
After they became Christian, they were persecuted severely.
然后就打他们，就他们这两家呢，为了要避难，所以他们就只好坐船到马公去避难。
So they were bitten, they were hit, beat up. Then they tried to run to a different place.
对，甚至他们在当中一个台南神学院学生叫赵冕的被打成重伤，被打死了，后来就死了，殉道了。
One student died after the persecution.
结果他们的田产房子都被占领了。
All their property was confiscated by the village people.
就后来他们村庄里面带头迫害这基督徒一个许全泰先生，就他子孙突然生了怪病，治不好。
The person who led the persecution, Xu, one of his grandson was falling ill later.
就他想起他在庙中立的毒誓，说我若不把这些基督徒这个杀死的话把他们全部除掉的话我全家这个会绝种这样。他想起了自己下的这个毒誓。
He remembered that night when he persecuted the Christian, he spoken a vow that he will kill all the Christians or he will not rest.
你看他为什么下这样毒誓，所以他这个痛恨基督徒的心有多强
He has great hatred for.
就后来他想到这个东西，他心就害怕，他就跑去澎湖的马公镇上然后去跟那两家人跟他们道歉，跟他们道歉说对不起。
When his grandson was falling ill, he remembered the vow he made, so he went to Ma Dong. and to apologize.
所以我们的弟兄呢，徐肯先生，他不但原谅他们，而且还这个时候请那个来的这个西洋宣教士医生到他们竹篙湾村去，去帮这个生病的那些子孙，把他医好了。Not
only the brother forgiving him, also they send out Western doctors to send to the village to heal him.
所以从此，这个基督徒在那个村庄里面，然后就跟当地的村民能够平安，能够相处，和平的相处。
From that point on, the Christian be able to live in harmony with the village people.
130年前，神的恩典临到了这个村庄，临到了杨家跟许家。
So 130 years ago, God's mercy and grace upon to these two families.
130年后，他们的子孙一样在那样一个偏远的小乡村里面继续的能够来为主做见证。
130 years later, his children and grandchildren.
站在中间的那个老先生，就是那个许弟，徐肯，这第一个信主的，他的后代，现在做教会的长老。
The gentleman who stand is the descendant of a family of Xu, is still become Christian and is elder now.
我们短宣队到那边，他都很热情的接待我们，请我们吃他的海产，那个当地的澎湖的海鲜。
He really welcomed us.
然后我们在他们家里，我们也举行这个感恩祷告会，敬拜赞美。
Yeah, we had a thankful prayer meeting there.
然后他们到现在，他们这是他们的诗歌本，是用的是那种罗马字、罗马拼音的来讲台语。你不会讲台语，对不对？你读这个，你就会讲台语了。这当时的宣教士用罗马拼音来教那个不认识字的人，能够来读圣经。 这真是也是看到上帝的智慧跟能力。There's
some book is still written in Roman letters, sing in Taiwanese language.
对，所以说那个老妈妈，她虽然没有读书，但是她会读圣经，她会唱诗歌，读的就是这样罗马字的这个诗歌本跟圣经。So
the grandma cannot read, but she can sing.
这是他们的后代。That's
his descendant.
然后这是我们要离开前跟他们全家照相。
We took a picture before we leave.
当然，今天在中国大陆，我们的弟兄姐妹在那边也受到很大的逼迫。我想大家都知道。So
nowadays in mainland China, we know the Christians are facing great persecution.
这是在大陆街头所看到的一个牌子，这样。These
are signs set on the street.
说天天教堂去学主，神又不能解你苦。So, 跟党走不信主，神能给咱们幸福。
So every day you go learn about God, He will not get rid of your suffering. If you follow the Communist Party, will give you happiness.
这句话可能也有点道理，心术若不正，信主也没用。This
sentence may have some truth. If you have a wrongful heart, it's no use to believe in God.
但是这样吗？ 满身正能量，国强家更旺。You
have positive energy and you strengthen your family and country.
因为时间的关系，我把它切短了。反正总之，我们在大陆的弟兄姐妹们，他们受到很大的逼迫。这个我想大家秋雨之福，成都秋雨之福的王牧师现在还在监牢里面。So
in summary, we know that brothers and sisters are facing great persecutions in mainland China. The pastor from Chuyi is still in prison now.
但我们相信主仍然掌权，最终我们一定得胜。阿门。But
we believe God is still in power. He will reign.
让我们继续来为他们祷告。Let's
continue praying.
在美国，其实我们教会也是被拒于学校之外。Now
in U.S. we know that our church are being rejected as well.
连十诫也被从法院、被从州政府来除去。The
Ten Commandment was forced to removed from the court.
当然，我们感谢主，这个川普总统，你不管你喜不喜欢他，但是我看他上来，这个还是有神的手在后面，来带领，能够让这个教会情况有稍微好转。Even
though President Trump is full of controversy, but I believe God's hand is still there.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们也要问一下我们自己。 什么是我们教会的外患？
So let's ask ourselves, what is the external persecution or trouble?
什么是我们家庭的外患？
What is the challenge for our family?
那又什么是你生命的外患？
And what is the struggles of your life?
如何战胜我们的外患?
And how do we overcome those struggles?
大家已经得到答案。
You know the answer.
我们用这首诗歌来作为我们今天对神话语的回应。
Let's sing this song together to in response God's word.
我是一条一路，我们奔天堂旅途，路上成长荆棘漫漫是。我是一条一路，但有主。
Together.
慈悲仁爱天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典，因为你对我们的应许是何等的真实。
Dear Lord, dear merciful God, thank you for your promise. It's so true to us.
感谢主，你差派你的圣灵引导我们进入你的真理当中，让我们知道你是那又真又活的神。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit lead us enter into your truth. You are the holy and the true God.
因着你的同在，你赐给我们有知识有大爱，有能力能够行走我们的天路，也能够为你做见证。
You grant us the wisdom, love, and strength so we can walk this journey.
主啊，赐福给我们，保守我们马里兰福音教会能够继续的，能够在未来的年日能够继续的成为别人的祝福。
Lord, please bless us and keep us. We can, as a Maryland Gospel Church, we can be a blessing to others.
与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在。
With us.
我们也为我们中间还不认识你的慕道友，为他们来向你献上感谢，因为你也爱他们。
We give thanks to you for those who among us who are not a believer yet.
主啊，我们知道他们今天来到这边不是偶然。
They came here not by accident.
求主你也把得救的恩也赐给他们。
May your grace of salvation be with them.
Hallelujah. 我们在感恩祷告，奉主耶稣圣名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.